President Obama will be in upstate New York today touring a General Electric factory and showcasing that company's successes. Mr. Obama just named GE's chief executive the head of a new panel on jobs and competitiveness. GE boss Jeff Immelt has been speaking about the need to focus on manufacturing and increase the country's exports. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
In 1969, manufacturers employed 25% of American workers. These days, it's less than 10%. You look at a chart, and it's just a steady and relentless downward trend.
In employment, not in manufacturing.
Frank Vargo is a vice president at the National Association of Manufacturers. He says people see job declines and they think that manufacturing itself is dying. In fact, he says, if you look at the products sold or shipped by U.S. manufacturers.
In 2008, we shipped $5.5 trillion of product, an all-time record. So while employment steadily goes down, our sales production steadily goes up.
A big part of the reason is better technology. Smarter and better machines mean that U.S. factories can make more with fewer workers. That's why, as the president looks for ways to create manufacturing jobs, Vargo says he needs to look at increasing exports to boost sales.
People say, oh, you know, everything's made in China. They're not looking at the stuff that we make, the locomotives, the aircraft, the engines, the plastic, pharmaceuticals. But the domestic market for manufactured goods, it grows slowly. The fast markets are overseas. We've got to sell overseas.
Vargo says that means getting other countries to knock down trade barriers on everything from U.S. chemicals to Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Chris Arnold, NPR News.